Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about movies you won't let your kids watch.
Yeah.
I unfortunately am a terrible parent, so I don't have a list like this.
You take it on a movie by movie basis. So, yes, Steve.
I'm a good parent. I do that. No,
because you'll research the movie first, yep, and when they ask, they give you the time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you determine then?
I don't know. I just figure out. They come up and say all my friends have seen it, and I'm like, okay, feel free to watch Saw. I guess. What are you two? Keira Knightley was on Ellen recently. In the last day or so.
Uh-huh.
And she basically talked about all the movies she won't let her kids see. And it inspired us to see if other parents do this. Now, it doesn't have to be for the same reasons she does it. She does it because she won't let her kids watch any of the like Disney kind of princess movies. Why are you doing that?
I am appalled and shocked that people flock to these, that women, that girls flock to these movies.
At the time,
it is so hypocrite.
That at the time it seemed sort of normal for Cinderella to just be poor and destitute until a fairy gave her enough powers to attract a man to save her.
There it is, and that is the plot line of basically every one of these movies. And it shocks me that women and girls love these stories.
In every early Disney princess movie, the woman is the damsel and a man has to save her from poverty, save her from slumber, yeah, save her from the evil stepmother who's put her in a tower, save the girl.
Exactly.
The only way she's going to get out of her situation is to be saved by a man.
And that's the message in every one of these. Guess what? I think most girls can figure out, I can take care of it myself.
Well, like Kira said, she won't let her daughter watch Little Mermaid either, and it's not so much the being saved by the guy that she didn't like in that one. In that one, Ariel gives up her voice.
That's right, for a guy.
For a man.
Yes, and she's smack dab on with the reasons why. And here's what, do you know what a prerequisite to being a princess is?
To marry a prince?
Yeah, you gotta have a man.
Can't you be a princess without a man? A man can be a prince if you're born into it.
Yeah. So you have to have a father, or you have to marry in it to be a princess. And now we have back to having a man. So in essence, all these little girls just kill to be a princess.
Parents even letting your kids worship princesses is a bad thing.
Which all little girls, your little girl does. Every little girl wants to be a princess. Well, how do you become a princess? Got to have a man involved. That is so hip.
Can't you be the daughter of the queen?
Yeah, in other words.
But there still was a man
involved. Okay, yeah, that's the prereq. All you have to do is be able to say I do to a man.
Wow.
And every girl wants to be a princess, and I don't understand that.
It seemed like a weird thing to let your kids want.
Right? We're back to you need a man to become something. You don't.
So that was like Frozen. And we don't want to just do princess movies. We've got a list of other movies. Is there a movie that you've just like, as a parent, you're like, this is something I watched when I was a kid and my kids are never going to watch it. And why? But like Frozen kind of led up to, it seemed like it was going to be the same movie. Like Elsa was going through some stuff. Was it Elsa? Yeah. Elsa's going through some stuff. And the only way she's going to get out of it is with true love's kiss. Or no, Anna was like going to die. She'd been touched by Elsa's frozen spell or whatever.
Okay.
The only way she was going to get out of it was with true love's kiss.
Once again, it requires a man to come in and save.
But in the end, it was her sister.
So do you think they started, like you just got done saying, they were going down that same message road. Do you think finally they're like, hey, society's kind of going, we better flip the ending of this thing.
I think they already knew they wanted to do it that way, but they did the movie to make it look like they were following the Disney script. And then they went, ta-da, women don't need.
Okay.
I think they had intended that from the beginning. They wanted two strong women leading Frozen.
I see.
So, but they definitely made it look like, oh my God, is it going to be Hans or the other dude? Which one's going to be the guy who gives her true love's kiss? And it was like, it's neither one of these fools.
Amen.
They didn't need a dude at all.
Okay.
So I screwed up. I should have had Lord of the Rings movies on my list of movies that my kids couldn't watch, but I didn't.
Wait, that's like the pot. Those are kids. Those are supposed to be for kids.
Lord of the Rings is pretty advanced with orcs coming out of the ground and like eating face. Like they're like gross zombie dudes with big axes and stuff. And I let my son watch that.
Oh, wait. That's not good.
I let him watch it way too early. There was a good spell there where he couldn't sleep in his room.
Oh, I thought he went out and got an axe and just walking around.
That's what I was mostly worried about. I had to buy a shed. He's like, Daddy, when I caught him burying himself in the backyard going, Daddy, unlock the shed for later when I wake back up.
Well,
write down Lord of the Rings is something the next kid's not going to watch. How about all the movies from the 80s? If you had a daughter, would you let her watch 16 Candles?
None of those.
Or because like any of them.
The message is, let's roofie the girl and take advantage of her. That's every one of those 80s
teenage. They all get drunk at a party.
There it is.
And try to make out. And
it's to the point now where one of those movies will come on and I'll start to watch. And I start to cringe, and I'm by myself in my own house.
Because these movies don't hold up.
At all.
Would you let them watch Dirty Dancing? Dancing is kind of like...
No.
Oh my God, there's a whole bunch of movies. Somebody wrote in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know why you wouldn't let your kids watch that.
That was an old Disney movie.
I don't remember what happens. I just know it's a flying car.
That's what I remember too.
There's obviously something bad that happens in that movie.
Dude, there's so many movies now, especially from back in the day, that I'm shocked that they're still being played.
Ricky Bobby?
The
Talladega. Would you let your kids watch that?
Yeah. I mean, it's that typical mindless, lowest denominator comedy.
There must be something in there
comedy.
That's bad because people are saying don't let your kids watch that. Is it too grown up?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's it's just a typical, what's his name movie? I mean.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
All right. So we're compiling our list. I mean, Keira Knightley got us started for very valiant women empowering reasons. They don't all have to be that. But is there a movie that now that you're grown up and you have kids, you're like,
whoa,
I am never letting my kids see that. Corey?
Yay.
What do you think?
I don't want my kids watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. Okay.
Why not?
I just think that it's a pretty dark movie. It can be scary to some kids. And I think the humor is pretty vulgar.
What about it's vulgar?
Well, I mean, like Captain Jack Sparrow clearly has a drinking problem.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, is that something you want to promote to kids? Like, yeah, be a pirate and drink yourself silly.
And steal and kill.
It's a pirate movie.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know.
So then what are movies going to be? A great, average-looking, slightly overweight woman goes to work every day and makes the same amount of money as a man. Like, I don't know what a movie is going to be. There has to be.
We don't want to shelter our kids either. I mean, they need, you know, the real world is the real world. But I don't know. I mean, age appropriate, I guess. And I just think that, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean can be a little dark.
No, I'm with you.
Kids.
I think you're right.
That was like a 5-movie thing where it was all geared towards kids, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Although I think the Johnny Depp version, he was moving it more towards the kids who had grown up. He was moving it towards us.
I see that too.
Because it was like the kids ride at Disney, but then he's like making it a little more.
You're right, because the years between the movies coming out, you're right.
It became
kids
a little darker and darker.
Yeah.
Michelle?
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, so I have 2 points to make. First, I think that Keira Knightley is nuts. I think you can look at different kids' movies in a lot of different ways. I personally think that Cinderella is a great movie. You have a girl who comes from some pretty cruddy circumstances, works really hard, and then she has a strong woman in the form of the fairy godmother that helps lead her. I don't think it's about a man, but
the man does eventually come and save her.
Right.
Well, I don't think he saves her. I just think they find each other.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. That's a great way to look at it.
But I will say the original Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, do you remember like the one with the little clay figure?
Yep.
Yeah.
I will never let my kids watch that. They are so mean.
Bullying.
To Rudolph.
They are.
They bully Rudolph.
Own him just because of the way he looks.
Yeah.
Like good point.
Well, and they bully the other kid who wants to be a dentist instead of an elf.
That's right. There's a lot of Wow.
I never thought about that.
Right.
But it's that's the song of Rudolph, even. The whole message of Rudolph is they never let him play in any reindeer games. Like, the song's about bullying.
Yep.
Until he proved himself and came back and was like, yeah, only I can save Christmas, you little pieces of crud.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So those are good points. Ever.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Michelle. Yeah. Chad?
Yay.
What movie are you not letting kids watch?
It's got to be The Exorcist with Linda Blair.
Well,
yeah, that one. Her head spins around. And
well, there's another scene in there, too, that's not, you know, kid-friendly for sure.
Oh, she's taking the crucifix and doing stuff with it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I've got four girls that range from 7 to 24, and I wouldn't even watch that with my 24-year-old.
Amen, right?
I don't remember that scene. She does bad things with the crucifix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Chad. Kenny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. What movie won't you let the kids watch?
Well, that's the thing. I pretty much let the kids watch whatever they want, but I watch it with them to make sure it's okay. If it's too bad, I turn it off, but...
Yeah, but what, by the time you figure out it's too bad, it's already hit their little brain.
Right?
Well, usually by then they're so into it, I just let them finish it.
What? But, so they have questions you're there to answer? Like,
Yeah, and I can explain what's going on because, you know, I'm there with them. I don't let them go off. You know,
okay, manslaughter is different from murder, right. Kids.
In this case, because it's a purge, they're allowed to kill whoever they want. What?
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.